On New Year's Eve, I shared a thought that I believe God had given me for 2021. And as I've continued to meditate on it, I believe he's brought a little more clarity to that word. And so this morning, as we start out this year, I want to talk to you about 2021, the year of hearing and obeying his voice. 2021, the year of hearing and obeying his voice. One of the things that I believe Holy Spirit spoke to me, he said that the church playbook is obsolete now. The church playbook is obsolete, meaning the things that we were good at, the things that we had taken time to put together, and the plans and the strategies that have worked for years and for decades, and the church has thrived. He says that book, that playbook is obsolete now. Because all in 1 year, through this pandemic, through this virus, it has shifted, if you will, how the church has had to operate. And I hear God saying that it's going to be in 2021 that I am going to begin to give audibles. I'm going to release Holy Spirit audibles, meaning this, that as we continue to move out in faith, it's going to be our ability to hear him that's going to help us to know what to do. For many right now, there's the challenge, not only of physically, but there's the challenge financially. Many churches, ministry, businesses have been challenged. There are those, I was talking with someone recently and said, think about the people who in 2019 started a business for the first time, and then in 2020, totally gone. I think, Jamal, you had shared a statistic of number of businesses. What was that percentage? 1/3 of all small businesses have had to close as a result of what we've had to walk through in 2020. It's not a whole lot different for the church. One of the things that I will say to all of you that I'm excited about is that we don't operate just as a church. We operate as owners of the embassy. And that's a plus for us. And if you're joined to this house, hear me now. If you're a member of Heirs Covenant Church, you are an owner, a partner in this building. This isn't Apostle John's building and the church just comes along. We own this together. And because we have postured ourselves to not just be a church, have a church, and do church, but rather kingdom, it has also positioned us to be able to be sustained and the opportunity to grow and to flourish. But it will not be church as usual any longer. It's just not going to be the same. And for those that are waiting for it to be the same, they're going to be waiting. Because things that we have been able to plan and do, all of those things now have to be reconsidered. The church playbook has become obsolete. The plans of how to grow a church, the plans of how to implement certain things now are brought into question because of where we find ourselves and the need to be wise and to stay safe. And so I have no problem with anyone who feels the need to wear a mask. If you need to wear a mask and it gets you here, wear a mask. We'll have masks for you. We'll have sanitizer for you. What we want to do is continue to see the saints of God come together. This morning, when I prayed over the leaders and the leaders stood up front, about 40-50% of them had masks on. That's fine. That's fine. We will do whatever we need to do to continue to operate and see the kingdom of God advance and see the church advance. Would you just say thank you, Jesus, right there? Come on, say, we will do whatever we need to do. Say it again. We will do whatever we need to do. I believe 2021 is a year of hearing and obeying his voice. And I believe that he's going to begin to speak Holy Spirit audibles. And I want to tell you this, those audibles are not going to come by the celebrity status of the church. Let me say that again. Because listen, God gives us grace. He gives us gifts. He gives us the ability to gather people, but we have to steward that well. And I want to say this to you. God can speak to the person you see on any network, any Christian program, and he can speak through the person sitting the closest to you right now. And I want to encourage us, and I want to encourage you that are happening to be watching and listening. Because as God begins to speak, it's not going to come through your favorite speaker necessarily. It's not going to come through your favorite teacher necessarily. God is speaking, and he's always speaking. On New Year's Eve, I spoke from the scripture, this Isaiah 30, 20 and 21 are the verses, the key verses. But the backdrop of it is this. In Isaiah 30, the people of God rebelled against God and wanted to return to Egypt. And the word that he speaks to them, woe to you who want to return to Egypt, I'm paraphrasing, as if to believe that's where your strength is, as if to believe that's where your help comes from. And God has a way of saying, so if you feel you want to do that, need to do that, you go right ahead. I'll be here when it's over. And so God allows them to go through that experience. And then he brings them back to a place of repentance. Say repentance. He brings them back to a place of change. Say change. And then the word says this. Yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, it says, there will be a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. I'm telling you in 2021, you're going to hear, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. This morning I want to talk to us from this a couple of different thoughts, but one has to do with a teaching that actually was an article that I wrote years ago called The Price of Hearing. And whereas I don't want to get into necessarily that article, but I want to read something to you that was the opening of the article that helps, if you will, kind of lay a thought out there as to where we're at right now. Since this God is speaking, Sean, God is always speaking. The challenge in today's times is to hear his voice above all the other voices screaming for our attention. That's the challenge right now. I have never in my life heard news reporters, news commentators take the liberties that they're taking right now to say some of the things that they're saying. Some of them who would just be reporting news, the facts, have now added not only their commentary, but a whole lot more into it. And I've heard some of them swear just right on TV because that's how far the bar has dropped. But it's going to be in this year that we are going to have to posture ourselves so that we can hear. The challenge in today's times is to hear his voice above all the other voices screaming for our attention. And you must know this, it takes a deliberate attitude wanting to hear him, to actually hear his voice. Many years ago, there was a television program that deals with the supernatural. Supernatural events, the paranormal activity. Some of you may remember the program X-Files. In X-Files, there were two main characters. One was Mulder and the other Scully. Mulder being the gentleman and Scully was the lady. And their task was to investigate these paranormal activities. Mulder was always open to the possibility. Scully was very skeptical about it all. through the series that went on. But the last series, the last program, Scully, the one known for her skeptical attitude, sat in a confessional at the end of the program. Now, this was the end of the series. And she asked the priest if he had ever seen a miracle. He answered yes and proceeded to say that he saw a miracle every time the sun rose and set. She interrupted him and said, "No, I mean a real miracle, something that you can't explain." The character went on to say that there were some things going on that she could not explain and that she was afraid. When the priest asked her why she was afraid, she replied while looking squarely in the camera. Now I'm talking about squarely into the TV, squarely into the camera. She said this, now this was network television, "Because I believe God is trying to talk to us and nobody's listening." Now I happened to see that particular program, and I sat there amazed. "Because I believe God is trying to talk to us and nobody's listening." God is speaking. God is talking. He's always speaking. But I believe sometimes he's saying, "Can't you hear me or don't you care? Can't you hear me or don't you care?" In John 10, verse 1 through 6, Jesus says this, "Truly I say to you, he who does not enter in by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and sheep hear his voice, and he calls to his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them. Later on in John 10, 27, Jesus says this, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me." That word "hear" comes from the Greek word akouo, A-K-O-U-O. It means to hear effectually, or to perform, or to grant what is spoken. So it's not just hearing it, it's hearing it with the intent of doing something with what you hear. There should be an anticipation on our part to respond in obedience to the voice of the Lord, no matter what he says. I'm talking about this is the year of hearing and obeying. Hearing and obeying his voice. So for the next few moments, what I want to do is I want to share with you some keys that I believe we must consider in order to hear his voice. Now there can be numerous, so these are not in any order, but as I've been praying and I've been talking to the Lord, I want to share these with you because I want you to, if you're taking notes, I want you to write these down. I want you to meditate on them for you, that as we go into this year, because if you and I are going to hear his voice and he is speaking and we're going to obey his voice, we've got to make sure that we've postured ourselves for that. Number one, we need to be open and willing to receive new revelation. I'm talking about the year of hearing and obeying his voice. If the church playbook is obsolete, and I believe that it is, And I'm not saying we're throwing everything away. What I'm saying is, this is going to be a year that God's going to begin to speak to those who have an ear to hear. But there needs to be an openness and a willingness to receive new revelation. Say new revelation. God's going to begin to speak some things, and the things that he's going to speak are going to be very different from the way in which we've known and the way in which we've operated. God always wants to reveal more of himself to us and through us. And he's looking for someone with whom he can share his dreams and his thoughts. I believe that's you and I. If we are open, then we can hear the new thing he is saying. Many of you, if you're familiar with the word of God in Acts chapter 10, chapter 11, it's the story of Peter. And it's the story of revelation coming to Peter concerning Cornelius' house. The challenge with him hearing what was coming to him, what he was seeing, was the fact that he was stuck in tradition. He didn't recognize that it was God speaking to him, nor did he recognize that God was changing the rules. And I want to submit to us that in this opportunity to receive new revelation, God's going to change some rules. And what I mean by that, he's going to help all of us to get free of some things so that we can walk in a greater liberty that we have in the kingdom. Peter wrestled with the Lord over the dream about eating unclean things. He was focused on the wrong thing. The dream was actually the Lord's way of telling Peter he wanted to offer salvation to the Gentiles. Say revelation. Come on, say new revelation. And if you and I in this year are going to be able to hear and obey his voice, we have to posture ourselves and we have to be open to and willing to receive new revelation. Now I want to tell you something. Revelation in the kingdom of God doesn't come with isolation. Now let me say that again. Revelation in the kingdom doesn't come with isolation. You sitting off somewhere by yourself and getting a revelation that no one else on the planet has, well, we better check that. Because God has a way of speaking not to one, but to a number of individuals. And if it's Holy Spirit, you can believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking. And he's not just speaking to you. You're not going to be the only one with the revelation. He's going to be speaking to multiples in the body of Christ, all of those who desire to hear. Three times Peter rejected the dream. I want to submit to you that you can't find yourself in the position where you keep wrestling with what he's saying. Because after a while, you know what? He's going to stop talking to you. We must be open to and willing to receive new revelation. Peter struggled because he thought that what he was hearing went against the tradition of the day. But he finally accepted the dream, what was being said to him, which was, eat it, take and eat it, as coming from the Lord. The moment that he came in agreement with the revelation and what he heard was the moment he was able to get up and make his way to Cornelius' house. And if you remember that, he gets there, and while there, as scripture says, while he was yet speaking, Cornelius and his entire house was filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. While he was yet speaking, while you're walking, you'll hear a voice from behind you say, walk in this way. Peter's final submission to the voice of the Lord allowed the Lord to use him to minister salvation to the Gentiles. What a privilege. I'm speaking to you now prophetically. As you posture yourself and are open and willing to receive new revelation, you're going to find God using you to speak to some people and in some situations that you've never thought that you'd ever be in before. And you only need to be there one time. It wasn't like Peter camped out there for a while. He did what he had to do and he moved on. And that's the same way God wants to move through us in this year as he begins to speak to us. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The second thing I want to tell you is this. If you're going to be in the position of hearing and obeying his voice, hearing those Holy Spirit audibles, you must be willing to change. You must be willing to repent. Repentance is not a negative word. It simply means to change. And the truth is, it's a prerequisite for salvation. It is a prerequisite for salvation. That's what happened when you and I became a Christian. We repented and started to go in a new direction. Change the way you think. Change the way you think. Change the direction you're going in. Repentance was the message. Change was the message that John, the cousin of Jesus, the forerunner of Jesus, that he brought to the people in Matthew 3. He's saying, change, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Unfortunately, many people did not want to hear the message of change. But in this season of hearing and obeying his voice, you must be willing to change. You must be willing to change. You must be willing to repent. You must be willing to hear God, hear his voice, and then respond appropriately. Our willingness to change is important, a key in hearing and obeying the voice of God. Sometimes the things that he will speak to us and the things that he will reveal to us is because there's change that needs to happen in our lives. He can speak to issues of sin. He can speak to your attitude. He can speak to your conduct. He can speak to any area of our lives. And we must be willing to hear and to change. Even when he shows us something that really is good in our lives. How many of you know that God can come to you and say, that's good, but I have something better. That's good, but I have something better. And that's when you and I have to be open to change. The year of hearing and obeying his voice. Hearing those Holy Spirit audibles. You must be open to receive new revelation. And then you must be open to change. Peter wrestled, but he finally changed. He finally changed his attitude. And I believe that it's in this year that God wants to move us from good to great. Book written by Jim Collins, Good to Great. I believe God wants to move us from good to great. Things in your world may be good, but I'm telling you, God wants to make it great. And I'm not talking about that slogan that the one guy used, Make America. Yeah, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the greatness of God. Made you laugh, huh? Yeah. God doesn't make great. He does great. He is great. And what he wants to do is pull you and I into that place of greatness with him. He's great. In this year of hearing and obeying his voice, following the Holy Spirit audibles, the third point I want to share with you is you must be willing to take a risk. You must be willing to take a risk. I want you to know that these things I'm sharing with you now, you want to posture yourself on the front end. You must be willing to take a risk. Look at someone and say, you got to be willing to take a risk in the kingdom. You got to be willing to take a risk in the kingdom. The price of hearing involves risk. One of the price of hearing involves risk. And it's a lot easier to hear his voice when you've already decided to take a risk. In Matthew 14, the disciples are in the boat on the sea when they notice a man walking on the water. They became troubled and afraid. Jesus called out to them and said, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Only Peter recognized the voice as being the voice of the Lord. How do we know that? He shouted, "Lord, if it be you, let me come out on the water with you." The price of hearing will often involve taking a risk. See, the truth is, Peter didn't have to be the only one out there. He just chose to be the only one to respond to the voice. Jesus answered him and simply said, "Come." I love that about how it reads because it's not like Jesus had to spell out to him the risk factor. Well, Peter, now you know that I'm Jesus. I can do this. But Peter, you need to know that I'm on water. You need to know that in natural circumstances, you don't walk on water. So I need to tell you these things before you get out the boat. I need to help you understand the risk factor. In this year of hearing and obeying His voice, responding to the Holy Spirit audibles, you and I must be willing to take the risk. Jesus answered to him and said, "Come." Based on His voice alone, Peter got out of the boat and risked his life. And that's really what weighed in the balance. His willingness to hear allowed him to experience the supernatural. His willingness to hear, his openness to hear, allowed him to experience the supernatural. Our willingness to take a risk is sometimes all we need to experience the supernatural, miraculous power of God in our lives. One of the things, anybody, hear me now, anyone who has given themselves to the purposes of God, and I'm talking specifically now in the place of the apostolic and in the place of the prophetic, live on that edge of risk. And I'm not talking about necessarily in large things. It can be a small thing, as much as someone saying, God speaking a word to you and say, go tell them this. It's a risk. First of all, is what you're hearing really God, or is it just you? Then secondly, can you be courageous enough to just go and say it? Go and utter it. Just take the risk. Prophetic ministry is risky business. Apostolic ministry is risky business. And there's probably some element of risk to all of it, but those two particular, willing to take a risk. And I'm telling you, in 2021, unlike ever before, we are going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm going to say it again. We're going to see it right here at 621 South Erie Boulevard, here at the embassy in Hamilton, Ohio. We're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles because we have been willing to take risks. And we're going to open up our hearts to hear Him, to hear the revelation. And sometimes, you know, I love to be around prophetic people who are willing to take the risk. I remember being on one trip, and Pastor Nina was on the trip. She was singing. We were up in Cleveland, Ohio, and we were up and leading worship. And she came to me and said, "Apostle, there's a guy in here that I saw in a dream last night, and I believe God's given me a word for him. Is it okay to go give him the word?" I said, "Go ahead." And when she went to give him the word, he's standing there and his girlfriend is standing there, and she says, she asked him his name. And he gives a name, but she's thinking in her mind, but that's not the name I heard in the dream. And so she shared what God had given her to share with him. And when she got done sharing, the girlfriend said, "I know he said his name was this, but this is his real name." And it was the name she heard in the dream. Come on, y'all. I'm talking about the year of hearing and obeying His voice. Now, the more that you and I are willing to operate in that place, the better we're able to handle the risk that comes with it. And that's not been the first time for Pastor Nina that God has given her that kind of accurate word. But it takes courage to hear God, and then it takes a courage and a boldness to say what He said. Last January, we received a word from Pastor Sandra Sosa. Boy, that word held true in every way, what she wrote and didn't write. Got the printout right down there. We kept it all year. She said God's given her another word. We're going to hear it soon, because this is the year of hearing and obeying. I want you to understand that what I'm saying to you, God wants to do in you personally. So don't think this is just out of the corporate setting. It's out of your personal life. It's out of your personal walk. It's out of your personal time. We must be open of hearing and obeying His voice in 2021. Open and willing to receive new revelation. Be willing to change, to repent. Be willing to take risks as God speaks and says, do this, say this, go here, go there. Our willingness to take risk is sometimes all that's needed to experience the supernatural power of God. And you must know this, that this will be a year of illogical instructions for miraculous results. The playbook for the church is obsolete. God's going to begin to speak some things, give some directions that are going to look completely out of sync and out of line with what we have known. But you must know this, if you're willing to respond in obedience to His voice, the outcome will be beyond anything you could ever imagine. I'm thinking about the Naaman in the scriptures, who was a leper, and how he wanted to be healed. And word came to him about a prophet who could lay hands on him, speak a word over him, and he'd be healed. So Naaman asked for an audience. But the prophet sent a word. I'm talking about hearing now. And said, go. Dip yourself in the Jordan 7 times. But Naaman had in his mind the way that he thought it was going to go. Now I'm talking about illogical instructions for miraculous results. He says, why would I go dip in that water when I know there's cleaner water elsewhere? But how many of you know, if God tells you go there and thus and so, you need to go there and thus and so, and not the way that you want to go. And so the scripture says that his servant said, yeah, if he told you to do this or do this, wouldn't you do it? He said, yeah. He said, but I thought the man of God was going to come and wave his hand over me, because what he wanted was this big show and that I would be instantaneously healed. What he didn't realize was the illogical instructions for miraculous results factor. And in 2021, in order for God to move us away from some of the patterns and practices that are no longer working, He's going to begin to speak some things. And when He does, we must be willing to take that risk, the same risk that Peter took, the same risk that many of the disciples took, the same risk that the early church took. And in Acts chapter 3, when John and Peter are going into the Gate Beautiful, and they say, and the man is laying there crying out for alms. And he says, alms, alms. They said, look, we don't have any money, no silver and gold, but what we do have, we give that to you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. That's taking a risk. But you can be assured of this. Hear me now. When what you've heard is truly from God, and you step out, don't worry about what it looks like. Stay the course, because it is God Himself who will honor His word in every situation. That's a good time to clap, say amen, oh my. Because that's the truth. That is the truth. Let me give you two more and then we're going to end out our time. The year of hearing and obeying His voice, following the Holy Spirit audibles. You must be willing to suffer rejection. You must be willing to suffer rejection. Rejection must always be considered as a part of the price of hearing. Pastor Jamal said, He didn't even say amen or thank you, Jesus. He said, If you're going to, oh God. If you're going to follow wholly after him, you're going to need to be set free of wanting everybody to like you. You're going to have to be set free of wanting everybody to be your friend. You're going to need to be set free of not wanting to hurt someone's feelings. You're going to have to be set free of the possibility of offense. You have to be okay with the fact that there is a price that comes with hearing and obeying God. In order for Peter to make his way to Cornelius' house, he had to reject what he had learned up to that point. And he had to repent. He had to reject his previous way of thinking if he was going to be used by God to minister to the Gentiles. He had to change. He had to reject years of tradition and customs. And he even had to reject, or he had to experience the rejection of his peers. For once he had ministered to Cornelius, once he got back amongst his peers, they challenged him and, to use our vernacular, called him on the carpet. They said, why would you be at that Gentile's house? And it was only once he began to explain to them and then say to them, in the midst of talking to them, God brought his Holy Spirit to them. I didn't even get to my closing. I didn't even get to give invitation. God just circumvented all of that, and everybody started speaking in tongues. You must be willing to suffer rejection. Because you have to know this, not everybody wants to hear your revelation or his revelation given to you. Not everybody wants to change. Not everybody wants to take risks. Jesus suffered rejection all of his life for you and I. It was that rejection that put him on that cross. And so there is the element of rejection that you and I have to be willing to accept and understand. This is part of hearing and obeying his voice. Jesus, when he spoke to his disciples in Luke 10, sending out the 70, he says this, you need to know this, you're going to be rejected. He said, and when they reject you, walk away. When they reject you, walk away. He's saying this, you have to know that their rejection is not of you, it's of me. God told Samuel concerning the people of God when they said they wanted a king. And Samuel tried to convince them not to do that. God spoke to Samuel and said, Samuel, they are not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. Don't take it personal. You're not all that. Don't take it personal. God says they're rejecting me. That place of rejection can often lead us to a place of feeling isolated, feeling alone. But God will never allow you to walk through that season and not grace you to be able to do it. There's a price that comes with hearing and obeying God's voice. And the last point that I want to make is you must be willing to respond in obedience. You must be willing to respond in obedience. You see, we are responsible for every word we hear from God. He's looking for a people who will respond in obedience to his voice. Only after we commit to respond in obedience to his call does he really know that he has someone that he can count on. And sometimes he's wanting the yes before you have the details. As a matter of fact, that's part of the faith walk. The price of hearing means saying yes even before the question is asked. I want to ask you a question. Yes. I want to ask you a favor. Yes. Now, you know, that's a vulnerable place to be in. But it's not a vulnerable place in God. Because God's not going to ask you to do something. He's not going to ask you something that's not good for you. It means saying yes before direction is given. This kind of response takes faith and trust in knowing that God really is in charge of everything. And it's God's grace that enables us to respond this way. Years ago, Pastor Nina was sharing, having walked through a health challenge, God spoke, the Holy Spirit spoke to her the words, swift obedience. Swift obedience. Swift obedience. And I believe that that's what God is calling us to in this year. That as we hear, and let me say this again, be open to who he's speaking through, because he will bring things to you from people you least likely expect. It could be a coworker. It could be someone that you do know. It could be a total stranger that God causes your path to cross. Something is said, and you know when you hear it, that's God concerning you. So these keys must be considered as we enter this year in order to hear and obey his voice. Be open and willing to receive revelation. Be willing to change, to repent. Be willing to take a risk. Be willing to suffer rejection, and be willing to respond in obedience. I believe that to be a word of the Lord for us in 2021. If you receive the word, would you just thank God right now? Come on, would you thank God right now? That's good.